rest of the story. Mary Rodas, Vice President of Marketing for Catalyst Applied Technologies' prime subsidiary, stared hard at the cardboard shape on her desk. Something was wrong with it. Something had always been wrong with it, and Mary was going to fix it. The shape was a CD box. You know how the cardboard packing in which compact discs are sometimes sold is often much larger than the hard plastic container itself. It's called cumbersome, it's a waste of paper, and so on. Anyway, Marketing Vice President Mary Rodas was determined to solve this apparent superfluity, to make that thin cardboard box more meaningful somehow. And then in a flash it occurred to her, why not transform the box into a commodity of its own? Perhaps with a seasonal tie-in, a greeting card, maybe even a Christmas tree ornament, or maybe both. Mary Rodas reached for the phone, rattled off instructions. There would be no questions, no challenges. Her orders would be followed explicitly because Mary, the marketing genius, had in her decade and a half with the company never steered the company wrong. She had begun as a consultant for Catalyst Applied Technologies, had made considerable contributions, and then one day, R&D produced a new toy. A balloon ball for children. Mary Rodas was concerned the moment she saw it. It's going in the dumper, she told the company president, Donald Spector. And Mr. Spector listened respectfully. Mary went on to describe the necessary design changes and prospective color patterns. There was a lot of capital tied up in the project, therefore a lot to lose. But Donald Spector handed its destiny to Mary Rodas, and the result was one of the greatest successes in toy-making history. It's called the Balzac Balloon Ball. Dazzling, eye-catching appearance, super fun to play with. The Balzac is now the biggest-selling toy at FAO Schwarz on New York's Fifth Avenue. And its triumph is credited to the marketing brilliance of Mary Rodas. In the industry, she is known as the girl with the golden gut. That is a remarkable gift for successful engineering. So keen is her ability as such that her own stock portfolio has made her a millionaire. But the real beneficiaries of her talent are the children who love her toy creations. The children who have in turn built Catco Incorporated from an anonymous Lilliputian among giants into a trend-setting $70 million toy company. There is no doubting Mary's unique affinity for her profession. And yet among the intangibles of which that affinity is comprised is one very simple explanation. For Mary Rodas, Catco's marketing vice president, whose guidance has time and time again made the significant difference in her company's success. Mary Rodas is right now only 18 years young. 18! She was 15 when she co-created the super popular Balzac balloon ball. With a skill partly innate, partly acquired through her experience as a corporate consultant, which began when her next-door neighbor, corporate executive Donald Spector, hired her in 1979 at the age of 4. And now you know the rest of the story.